Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you're having comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, thank God for all of you listening to us at this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. Once again, this we're on Blog Talk Radio, Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Once again, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ, Eliza Message. And here on this Sunday, we're doing the show, the segment of Love Thy Neighbor. And as we wait for our brother and sisters to come on, once again, we want to take this time to thank God for all of you that's listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. And I want to say unto those of you that's listening, amen, stay in the Word. Stay connected to the Lord. And realize that how important it is that you do this. Because you're looking in this time where that Satan is giving people things to say that is contradictory to the Word of God. And if you are the type that don't get in the Word, you will be deceived. If you're the type that don't stand on the Word, you will be deceived. When you look at the situation with Adam and Eve, and Satan is speaking through the serpent, and he is speaking to Eve, and notice that when Eve told him, say, yeah, we eat the fruit that the Lord, and I'm paraphrasing, that the Lord told us not to eat, we should die. And notice what Satan said. He said, you should not die. Now, when you go to chapter 2 before that, God had told Adam, the day you eat that fruit, you should die. Okay? And the enemy turned around and said, you shall not die. And this is another message to tell you that, listen, no matter what word you've been given, whether it appears to be a prophetic word or someone come and tell you, say, I got a word for the Lord for you, listen, if it contradicts, now, if it contradicts what's already written, leave it alone. It didn't come from the Lord. Amen? It didn't come from the Lord. If it contradicts what's already written, the word was already spoken by God that the day you eat that fruit, you should die. When Jesus had the encounter with Satan in the wilderness, he told Satan what? It is written. So that means it was written as past tense. That means it's already been recorded, already jotted down. Okay? So you got to learn how to judge so-called prophecy, or you got to know how to judge that which is said given by the Lord. You got to know how to judge it. And if it contradicts the word of God, leave it alone. Now, Adam, even when his wife came to him, see, Adam knew better. He knew better. God straightway gave him the word. And the word from the Lord said, the day you eat that fruit, you should die. And Eve is giving it to him and said, huh, take it. And see, one of the things about it that Satan would use even people close to you to give you something that contradicts what God says. You understand that? And then when you look in Matthew chapter 16, remember Jesus had just told his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem. He's going to suffer many things. He's going to be killed and raised up on the third day. And the Bible said Peter took him and rebuked him and said, being far from thee, Lord, this is not going to happen. This won't happen. And Jesus, the Bible said, he looked at Peter and he said, get behind me, Satan. Now, he looked at Peter, but he said, get behind me, Satan. Why? Because he was speaking to that spirit that had gave Peter that was using Peter that. He rebuked that spirit. Oh, amen? Hallelujah. And this man was a disciple of Christ. Amen. A pupil, a student of Christ, a follower of Christ. And yet still he spoke what he said. It made it look like Jesus was lying. Now he was showing the disciples this. Could you imagine how it, what kind of scene it showed to his disciples? So Jesus had to go ahead and hurry up and take care of that matter right then. And so he looked at Peter, but he said, get behind me, Satan. So they may know who was using Peter, who gave Peter that, okay? Who told Peter, being far from thee, this is not going to happen? Amen. They're following the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So you want to be very watchful. Amen. And you want to, this is why you need to get in the Word. And see, this is what's happening in these last days, people. People are getting, quote, a so-called word from, I see people on social media, man, they just come in any kind of way. And then they say, I got a word from the Lord for you. Okay. And they're telling people this and that. It almost looked like a cross between two things. Like some of them, you know, they'll tell you, so the Lord said this and that about this person and this and that person that wants you and don't like you and stuff. It almost sounds like a soap opera. And then they coming with this, some of them coming almost every day. Oh, I got a word from the Lord to tell you. And what they doing, they making it like they some kind of horoscope. Remember the horoscopes that, I guess it's still in the newspapers, I don't know now, but I know back in the days, they was putting in about a horoscope every day. Horoscopes say this going to happen, that going to happen. And what it was doing, it was causing people to depend on horoscopes, okay, which is demonic and not of God, okay, which they be looking up and talking about this planet lying this way and this planet say this and that. Everything is about what? That you don't depend on Jesus. So keep that in mind, people. It's very important that we're living in a time now, things are getting more intense. It's getting more intense, people. Many people are being led astray. You got some of these well-known televangelists, supposed to be gospel artists and stuff like that, saying stuff, saying God is for this and God is for that. And they saying it to people who they know is not going to go and search nothing up. They're not. These same people, it's not going to rebuke them. It's not going to tell them, hey, that's being far. That is not of God. And then you have some people that don't know how to check things out. So if it sounds like it's okay, they would accept it. Don't be in that category. Don't be in that category. Search the scriptures, okay? Learn how to look it up. And if it's something that you know, that the Lord gave to you, and it's his word, and someone come around on that same subject and say something contradictory, you don't have to hear it. God bless you, brother.
Yes. Good evening, beloved. Shalom.
Amen.
And he was making a point that I didn't get, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I was advising the people about knowing the word and searching the word. You remember, brother, in Genesis where Satan spoke through the serpent to tell Eve. Now, God had already told Adam that the day you eat that fruit, you should die. And the serpent turned around and told him, say, you shall not die. And just advising people how that if you get anything that's supposed to be so-called prophecy or a word from the Lord, how to search it up. We living in a time now, brother, that you know, the devil is getting, and see, Eve also represents someone that was close to Adam. And you have some people that God had given them his word on something, but they have turned more to people close to them and listen to what they say than really checking things out or standing on the word of God. And so Satan is using people close to people. You know what I'm saying? He uses, it's just like with Peter. When Jesus had told the disciples, he got to go to Jerusalem. He got to suffer many things. He's going to be killed and raised up on the third day. The Bible said Peter took him and rebuked him in front of the disciples and said, be far from thee, Lord. This is not going to happen. And the Bible said he looked at Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. He was calling a spirit out that gave Peter that was using Peter. Okay. And you can imagine the picture that it was painted in front of the disciples. Jesus then told me this, he's being the Word made flesh, and now here's a word on the same subject that's saying that Jesus is wrong. So this day we looking at, brother, you know, they knowing, some of these people knowing that people don't get in the Word, and they saying things like, you know, I make this example right quick, brother. You know, I've been working on the series about on curses and dealing with sororities and fraternities. And I was looking at this woman testify about how that when she was the initiation process that she was going to go through to be in a sorority. But, you know, but anyhow, to make a long story short, she said that in the initiation process, one of the things they were doing, they would have a Bible in there. Now, that's another thing that fooled people. They thinking, oh, yeah, these sororities are a Christian organization because they have a Bible. Mm-hmm. But what they did, they would quote something from the Bible, but they twist it. Like if the scripture says, oh, Lord, we praise you and your wonderful works, they would say, oh, Lord, we praise the organization and this wonderful work. And so she would tell, she said, wait a minute, they were trying to quote Psalm 118, but they switched it up. And so they do that because they know that people be so eager to join them that they ain't searching up the scripture, okay? They ain't searching it up. And so they get told this, and, you know, they just run with it.
Yeah, that's quite true. And I wonder, do people, because, you know, I wonder how in a free society where you can read the Bible, buy a Bible, and you've been given a Bible, and we have this freedom and liberty in America and the Western world in general, that you actually want to know the revelation, the truth of God given through the Hebrew prophets and through Jesus, and everyone, mostly American, get a free Bible. And most everyone now can actually get a Bible in their own language, almost not in some places, that most of the nations of the earth can actually have the Bible, receive the Bible in their own language. Now, the problem about, we have to be honest about this, and I said this, and this is a negative, and people don't want to hear it. Generally, people are lazy about searching the scripture. I know that sounds negative, but that just happened to be a fact. I'm a human, and I find myself at certain times. But when I came to the Lord, early in my existence, I was just, you know, hungry for scriptures, for the word. And I would, every night, I couldn't wait home, get off my job. If I have my prayer session, communication with God in my grandmother's washroom, I'd get to the table and open the book so God could teach me, and I could search the scriptures to know the scripture for myself. Now, it is important that you have a God-fearing, scripture-based pastor or elder or apostle. But Jesus encouraged everyone to search the scriptures for themselves. Am I right about it?
Amen. Amen.
The reason many times people get led astray, even from leaders that lead them astray or in error, is that they don't learn to search the scriptures for themselves. They rely upon the Pope or the prophets to know the Word of God and don't go behind to see whether these things be true or not.
Yeah.
Jesus encouraged the Jews, do you not know what the prophets said? And even though they didn't have the in-depth understanding of the scriptures, they had a tentative view of the scriptures, Jesus encouraged them, do you not know what the prophets have said and spoken? Have you not read what Isaiah said? And has it not been told you? So he constantly was encouraging all people to know for themselves. John 5:39, one of the scriptures that was given that early, Jesus said to them, search the scriptures, which was at that time such the prophets in the Old Testament, because that's only that's what they had. He said, such the scriptures, and in them you think. Now here's what he's telling us. In them, to the Jews and to all people, in them you think. In them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me. What is he saying? If the testimony don't lead that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, you know it's false. If they lead you to another foundation, that he's a risen, crucified Christ, and he's telling the Jews Jesus was not yet crucified yet, but did not the prophets testify of me? Didn't you have them speak to you from Moses, from Enoch, all the way down about me and pointing to me? Didn't I, John the Baptist, just recently, I was baptized, and he presented to me, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He introduced me to you. Did you not believe him? Did you not believe that John was a prophet? And most of all of the people of Israel acknowledged, even the wicked one, that John was a prophet of God.
Yes.
And he testified. And he testified at the baptism. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. That's the one you've been waiting for. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin curse of the world. Well, so it is very right, brother, that you constantly warn and encourage people to search the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, not the Kabbalah, not the Quran, not the other stuff. Okay. I'm coming, and you're right about these fraternities. Now, at one time, I think one-third of Americans to a fraternity called Freemason.
Yeah.
And most all of the high business people or rich people belongs to either the Shriners or the Freemason or some other. But they don't tell you why it's called a secret fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called secret? Why does God want it to be a secret if it's of God? And when you go and join, so even the college fraternity, I warned my son James when he was joining the Amigo or whatever thing fraternity, that you have to take an oath to join. Now, like I was telling, these college fraternities are connected, even though they're not averted like the other fraternities. But they are interconnected, the Greek, Alpha, and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I warned them. I said, well, son, you better be careful. I done told you about be careful what you swear to.
Mm-hmm.
Take an oath. Well, Dad, I know this is the greatest fraternity. Yeah, I know. Well, Reverend Jackson was a fraternity, and this fraternity, and all of them was joined this fraternity. I said, yeah, I know. But I'm telling you, take heed. What you swear to, or what oath they require you. I said, it ain't worth it. So, when I was urgent in my early days, wanting to join the Freemason, because my uncle was a Freemason, my granddad was, and other uncles was, to this great fraternity called Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wanted to get in on the good thing.
Yeah.
And I tried my best, but somehow I had to give God the glory. He would not let me. I could never connect, even though I know people. So I see why the Lord didn't allow me. Because when I found out that when you join this great, what they call it, Freemason fraternity, that they have the Bible right in there, and they have the Quran. Then they have the Kabbalah, three books.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to join, I found out why it's called a secret fraternity. So people need to search the scriptures and understand the traps, the snares.
Mm-hmm.
They got the woman who's connected to the Freemasons. She's called
She called it Eastern Star.
Eastern Star.
Yeah
I remember. When I was a little kid, 12 years old, in downtown the Baptist church, some of the women in church, they belonged to the Eastern Star. So I didn't know. But that's the connected to the women's point of the Freemasons. They're called Eastern Star. Actually, the Eastern Star, you can get up, you can be called a Mason, even though you're a woman, if you reach a certain degree in the Eastern Star. But they get the same privileges. They have a woman group. So the devil just fixed it real nice and easy because he know people are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get no
idea. Yeah.
It's just like going, when you go to a medical doctor and you put a trust in him and they describe all these different medicines, the majority of people don't search to see about these medicines because generally they trust in the doctor, and are they just kind of lazy? Don't want to, just trust in them. Well, they said this, but go behind them and speak and see what they say. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
But people are generally in a certain thing. They just kind of lazy.
Amen.
You know, I understand them. They just want somebody else to do it all and just trust them. Whatever the Pope said. I used to run across Catholics all the time when I go witnessing. And I went into the Catholic resident where the father or the priest who was over that diocese, and several of them, I went in and talked to them. And as we sat down, and he would ask me, and we would have a discussion. And the one thing that the priest was always armed when I began to talk about the history, and they were surprised that I knew the history of the church and knew the history of Rome and the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
They always be amazed when I get to open my mouth with knowledge. See, the devil is afraid of you having the right knowledge of God because God said that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, if you are ignorant of something, anybody can put anything over on you.
Amen.
They can tell you that a counterfeit dollar is a dollar if you're not familiar with the real dollar.
Amen.
And they'll give you the counterfeit because most people don't know the genuine. Both sides. So we had to recognize that Satan specialized in a counterfeit. And his name is called Counterfeit. Who transformed himself into an angel like of light, which he's really not. To deceive.
Yeah.
Deceive.
Yeah.
So when people see a Bible and joining the cult, they see a Bible sitting there. Oh, these people believe in Jesus and the Christ. And then they look over there. On that table is a Quran. Then they Kabbalah. I said, wait a minute. Three gods, different gods up in here? You know? So they're making April Fool's. So you're a Christian. You go join it. Well, yeah, they believe in the Bible. Yeah, that's what you think. And that's what you think. But anyway, right on, brother. Right on. Hallelujah. All the presidents and most all the presidents of the United States has to be a part of a certain fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Most all the millionaires and billionaires and high people belong to certain secret fraternities. And they're connected to a satanic occult of the ancient days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people don't understand the meaning of this when you become president, you have to take an oath, not the one that you see standing openly, but another oath. behind the scenes. Secret. It's called secret. Now, hallelujah. What kind of oath are these powerful people have to take if you want to join their secret fraternity? Almost every multi-billionaire, whether DuPont, Rothschild, or Rockefeller, they belongs to a secret occult that only if you're in a certain class can join.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that people don't understand why we had to expose evil. And the moments and the free connection and Islam are interconnected, and most people don't know that. How is a so-called Christian Mormons, Catholic, Islam are connected? How can that be? Because they're interconnected with a secret religious cabal that most people don't know. Well, what is it? Who are the really powerful control people of the nation? They don't know that. They said, well, the president, the senator, the Congress. No, they are not.
Mm-hmm.
No, they are not.
Mm-hmm. Roman Catholic.
There's secret inner cults that connected the Rothschild, the DuPont, the Rockefellers, and all the, even the Jewish belongs to the same cult. You said the Jew belongs to the same? Yep. Yep. This devil who deceived Eve is still working his charms of deception. Hallelujah. When you see them and watch some of these signs that you see the important people don't be watching these people when they come to government. When the president comes, they give certain signs, certain handshakes, and people don't even watch them. But the people that are inside know what these signs mean. When you are the inside of Hollywood and Hollywood, they give certain satanic signs when they give them. I said the people in Hollywood and Hollywood, when they gather together, they belong to a satanic cult. And when they come together, they give each one of them a sign, a handshake, and you don't recognize it.
Amen.
Yeah, right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is what it is.
Amen.
Right before eyes, darkness is the occulted. All right then, beloved. We had enough of that sour grape, man. Let's go to the sweet wine. Amen. I really appreciate Brother Nate having the courage, and I don't flatter people, and I don't believe in it. But I believe that a man do honor or a woman do honor when honor is due.
Amen.
I honor my brother that he have the courage and the faith, the audacity to tell the world about these occulty dark cults and fraternities, that he get on the airway and declare and unveil and reveal who really rules and who reigns in these. And I commend him. I commend you, brother, having the audacity, the courage, to face these demonic cults and speak to the world. And may the Lord preserve you and keep you and cover you from unveiling the powers of darkness.
Amen.
And hardly any few people will do this. And they are not, you don't hear very few people join it either.
Amen.
Because you're dealing with the dark power of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And who has the courage? Who has the faith, the commitment to dare declare the whole counsel of God. So I commend you, brother. I commend you. May the Lord pray for you, that the Lord preserve you and his angels keep you when you're declaring the whole plan and purpose of God. I commend you. And that's why
yes.
the devil doesn't like men like Brother Nate. He doesn't like men who stand boldly like Elijah. He faced down Ahab and Jezebel. He don't like that kind of stuff. He's very. That's why you don't see hardly anybody hardly doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understand this. Back here about 15 years ago, a man called Dr. Frederick Price sent a message around the world and stood up before the American people in Los Angeles in his church, and for 1 year did something that hardly anyone in the Christian community had the courage to do, and that is to uncover racism in the church that called itself Christian. Hardly anyone, only a few people would touch that subject. Who has the courage to uncover one of the most gross sins and a great evil among the Christian church, racism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, very people.
Amen.
Even our own people won't touch that stuff. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But I thank God for the courageous women and men who dare, who will get on and declare and uncover the untouchable subjects that are not supposed to be talked about. That's why
yeah.
some of the things I say on Facebook, I get so much backlash on a few of the things. I know I'm not perfecting things. I know I make some errors and all that stuff. But I get, when I touch some subjects, brother, Facebook, them people don't let it come on me like white on. Black on, white on, right, whatever you call it.
Right.
But that's okay. If they did it to Jesus and the early apostles, what do we expect?
Yeah.
A pat on the, huh?
Amen.
So somebody got to give people the sour grapes. Everybody can't have sweet wine all the time.
Amen.
Okay. You got enough ministers that are giving you sweet wine all the time.
Mm-mm. Yes.
And I understand that. Tell the people what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah said, give them soothing. Soothe their ears. They want to hear about prosperity. Oh, that's all they want to hear. They don't want to hear about sin, wickedness, abomination, unrighteousness. They want to hear about the blessings of prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a good work. And some of them have healing ministry. That's good. But they leave out something very valuable that I commend you, brother, and other ones. Like, why was Brother Terrell one of the most hated ministers and prophets in the United States?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll say that again. I didn't say that he didn't make no mistake. I said, why was he one of the most hated evangelist prophets, ministers in the United States? Hated by his own Christian, well, despised.
Mm-hmm.
Why was he despised so much?
Mm-hmm. He spoke the will of God.
Because just like Elijah and Jeremiah, he stood out and said, thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't fit what they were doing and living.
Yeah.
When they uncovered darkness and the wicked places, and your life can be in danger when you declare the whole counsel of God.
Yeah.
They tried to kill Brother Otto Fenton. Most of you don't know that they tried Otto Fenton, who received the message, and even threats was getting a Brother Dre and his life.
Yeah.
But the Lord preserved and kept
yeah.
and delivered.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you stand in the gap and make up the hedge,
yes.
the devil is aware of you.
Amen.
But you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to. The Lord is my son, my shield, my rock, and my defense. I will fear no evil. For the Lord is my rod my staff, my cupper, and my deliverer. Then give his holy angel charge over thee to keep thee, these are dashed that foot against the stone.
Amen.
And so he's worthy to be trusted. All right.
Yeah.
Somebody had something they had to, the Lord gave them, one of the sisters. You want to tell the world or tell the nation? No? Listen. We as a Christian have to get to another level. Because if we don't get to this next level in Christ, we're not going to be able to stand. And many Christians are not going to be able to stand what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And America's in deep peril and a crisis under the judgment. Unless you repent and return back to the former foundation of Christian standard and Bible, she will not stand. Mm-hmm. If the Christians don't fortify themselves and go to the next level in Christ, we will not be able to withstand what's coming. Now, I think it's part of my mission to give people this, that is an urgency that we get to the next level in Christ.
Amen.
I say it's urgent that all believers get to the next level in Christ.
Amen.
If we don't urgently and quickly get there, what's coming, who shall be able to stand?
Yes.
The angel talk about the mission of the messenger of the covenant, chapter 3, and he gave the statement, who shall be able to stand?
Yes.
Just the problems that are hitting us now, a lot of people are fainting. I said the problems that are coming upon the Christian community and this nation, people are fainting.
Amen.
People that ran for God are giving up and falling down and turning back, whether you know it or not. So every time you get a chance to help somebody to rise again, do it. Every person falling or weak or failing, reach down to lift them up again.
That's right.
You don't have to compromise.
Yeah.
You can lift them up by giving them a helping hand to get on the journey again, because many people are fainting. They're weary. This is the time that the devil is seeking to wear the saints out and wear them down.
Amen.
So we got to stand together, beloved. We got to stand together. We got to stand together. Hallelujah. We got to stand in unity and faith for one another and all believers. I don't mean just standing together with the Church of Christ. I'm talking about with all the brothers that have faith in Christ. I'm talking about all the brothers in the blood of Christ and the rest.
Yeah.
I'm not no sectarian. I don't just think that one church has got the monopoly on Christ. There's no one has the monopoly on Christ or his redemption. It's freely given to all. But there is certain levels of truth that people don't have. Line on line, precept on him. But I am not of the thing that my church is the only or my group is the only. I don't believe such nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't believe such nonsense to say that we are the only one and God is adding people that you don't even know about.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And he's exhibiting people that you don't even know.
Amen.
So we have to be careful with this. Years ago, the apostolic said, we are the only one. You ain't baptized. Oh, the Church of God in Christ. We are See, that only stuff means that you have the ownership to the only gate that you can get to Christ. And that's superficial, foolish, and arrogant. You are not the only one, because Jesus can visit anybody on the earth at any time, anywhere, at any time that he wants to. And he's doing it.
Amen.
He's sending angels, visions, and revelation. People getting caught up from heaven. People being raised from the dead in Africa and in South America.
Amen.
So let's not put down our other brothers. They not maybe enlightened to the coming of Elijah. They're not fully enlightened. But they're still, they're the children of Christ. Don't forget that. They may be in error. Some of them are in error and tradition, but they're still our brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay?
Amen.
As long as the blood, as long as they believe the blood and forgiveness and the resurrection, they're still your brother in Christ.
Yeah.
Let's keep that in mind. We can stand and withstand.
Yeah. Amen.
One body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, what do we want to attack today? The enemy of pride and self-righteousness.
Man.
What are we going to deal with? Pride. The spirit of pride and self-righteousness. And the spirit of a curse called Leviathan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you heard of a curse enemy called Leviathan?
Amen.
Pardon me? Hello?
Hello? Yes. That's the spirit of pride is just the one in the form of a look like an alligator.
No, not alligator.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the three scriptures in the Bible that refers a animal called Leviathan, a monster, or they call it a whale, the Leviathan.
Okay.
And so it's a spiritual symbolic of a special demon in the earth, a prince, devil, who's over a curse of a certain, and he's the head of pride and three other things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the prince called Leviathan.
Mm-hmm.
Found in Isaiah and Psalms and another scripture. He talks about this sea creature, the Leviathan. He is a powerful prince of darkness, and he's over and working in many nations. And we have to attack Leviathan because he is the king of pride. And the king of immorality. He's the king of perversion.
Yeah.
And all sex and lust, destruction in the earth. He's the king behind it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's so much sexual perversion, immorality, deception in the earth. Because he's the king over that. And he's the king of pride.
Yeah.
So, we got to attack him in our own line, our own community, and in our own surrounding church world.
Amen.
Because there's all forms of pride.
Yes.
There's
different kinds of pride.
Amen.
In the record of the Nephites, one of the things that they got exalted was pride. And Satan himself got kicked out of heaven because he got exalted in his pride, who wanted to be, he desired to take over the throne of God. He wanted to rule, and he got exalted because he was so beautiful, and he was so fine, and he was so intelligent, and he was so articulate. He thought that he should take the place of his creator, and I'm telling you, pride in us is one of the most dangerous things that work in the human race.
Amen.
So, let's, who want to attack the king of pride, the king of sex, immorality, perversion, and deceit? And we see that prince of darkness is working from the White House to the outhouse.
Amen.
Our little children are being perverted, standing up and saying, I don't want to be a boy no more. I think I'm going to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand how serious this is. It's like going wildfire. You can change who you want. You can get, you can stand up now in a school education or in a business world and say, I am no longer going to be called Joe. I'm going to be called Josephine.
Amen.
One year a person can be called Joe Then the next year you said, who is this? Oh, I'm Josephine now. And this is being spreading into Christian culture as an acceptable way of life. And it's the danger and the downfall of a nation, and it's spreading over the world. But
amen.
Not so in Africa. Places like Africa and the other land, they don't give praise to such. The Islam, they hate that kind of stuff. There's one thing about their false religion. There's certain things they hate. Now, this king of pride has been spreading this deception, the Leviathan, over sex. He's now promoting every sexuality, every spirit that come over you is okay. It's normal. Now, why are they not teaching on this in the Church of Christ, Elijah Message? We got one man, Brother Nate. Maybe another person I don't know about. We got one man that has the courage. And I'm not exalting his flesh or trying to be vain, but I'm just saying, give honor to whom honor is due. We give honor to whom honor is due. Recognize what God does. And so this young man, Nathaniel Hunt, listen, has the courage to stand up and call evil evil and sin called sin. And I'm standing by him. I'm going to stand right behind him, because when the rocks can be thrown, I'm going to be standing behind him. Okay?
Amen.
Is that all right with you, Brother Nate? Okay. All right. Well, I guess. You pray for my cowardice, you know. Because I'm standing behind it. I'm going to be number two. I don't want to be one. I don't want to be number one. Amen. 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 So I commend you, brother, and I pray that you continue on. Now,
amen.
Hallelujah. The devil will attack people in your family line.
Mm.
He's no respected person.
Amen.
Amen.
He will attack people in your own family bloodline.
Amen.
We have in our federal government, in the White House, accepting this spirit into our government and our education. The president himself accept this spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Brother Nate, pray for my pride.
Yes.
Pray for my pride. Because I don't care if they don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to tell it.
Amen. Amen.
I don't care about, I should, you know, that's my pride. I don't care about the church people. They don't like me because I'm going to tell it like Jeremiah. I tell it like Ezekiel. I'm going
to
tell it anyway.
Got to tell it. Amen. Amen.
God is still working on my pride because I don't care. I don't have to answer them. You got to answer to God. You realize
Amen.
That? We got to answer
Amen.
To him.
That's right. Amen.
You make some of the rule, church rule. Well, you know, you can't do this, can't do that. Well, you go and tell Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Enoch, all of them, that they couldn't do that. Go tell John the Baptist, since he got his head cut off and he's coming back again, has he changed? No, he's the same message that he had when he had his head cut off. He's coming back again, and he hasn't changed his message. Primarily, he preached the gospel now, but he was a prophet. And a prophet said, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
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 So we have to get to the next level without fear.
Yeah.
Amen.
I said we have to get to the level without fear, without compromise.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Curse of Leviathan is called the United States, its government, its ethnic groups, who succumb to the spirit of Leviathan, working in the
mm-hmm.
White House, our government, state government, our cities, working
Amen.
In our schools to contaminate
Amen.
All of your children.
Amen. Amen.
You understand what the devil is doing in America and the churches,
mm-hmm.
most of them are not doing anything, not marching against this devil.
Amen.
Now, anybody out there don't like me? I love you. You can't stand me? I love you with the love of God. No. I love the homosexual, the perverted, the robber, the drug dealer, because Jesus loves them. He gave his life to snatch them out of the hand of them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
To give them a sure and better way. Now, Sister Hella. Oh, she's not on tonight. Okay.
I'm here.
You work with the youth and the young people.
Amen.
And that's a great calling and ministry. And you see what the enemy is trying to do to our children, right?
Amen.
And you are aware of what Satan is seeking to bring into the education system, right? Right?
Amen.
Now, he having a little more problem with the people in the South, but the people in the North, mm-hmm. they just give way to this mess. But the people in the South, they kind of resisted a little bit.
Amen.
So let's come against Leviathan over our kids and our children, and what he's trying to bring into education system and over our own lives and on our family lives. So we got this 2 minutes that we're going to bind up this curse and the work of Leviathan,
the
strong man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, we put on the whole armor of Christ.
Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus.
We take the helmet of salvation.
Yes,
the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, to quench all the fiery dust of the wicked one. The sword of the Spirit, the battle of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're good about with Holy Ghost truth. And the gospel
Lord
of peace
Jesus.
And power in our feet.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And the angel of war at our side.
Yes,
we're
covered Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and we are
Lord.
Joined together
Thank you, Lord.
In faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
This evil one and cursed one, Leviathan, the strong man. And we bind it over our family line, over our children and our children
Lord.
Too.
Yes, Lord.
And we lift our sword. And we lift out the word of God as a two-edged sword and a battle axe.
Yes, Lord.
To reverse
Lord.
The curse over our own family, our children, our sons and daughters, to cancel the curse through the blood of Jesus. But the work
Lord.
Of Leviathan, working on the education system in America, we attack the strong man, even from the government, the president, and the Congress, against the evil who will open the door to Leviathan
Lord.
Have his free course.
Yes,
but we stand
Lord
against
Jesus.
The curse of Leviathan, the strong man, and binding him.
Lord
for we are many, and we are united.
Lord.
Stand together. We are the army of the
Lord.
Most High God. We
yes,
lift our
Lord.
Sword and our battle axe.
Yes,
we release the warring angels with sword and strength to the Congress and Senate of the United States and the states
Lord.
And the city governments who have prayed to this evil and cursed thing upon our nation that they repent and we humble ourselves and be delivered from this evil.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus,
help us. We stand together.
Lord.
We rise against the wicked, evil one.
Yes.
We bind the strong
Jesus.
Man and all his underlings of Leviathan.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
by the authority of the risen Christ, the victorious Christ, the Messiah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We stand in agreement with his word. He overcame the evil one, the wicked one, to set the captive free.
Lord.
We come in the name of the King of glory, the Prince of peace, the everlasting God. We stand as one.
Yes,
we dare to stand as Leviathan, that you will not have our children
Lord
and our
Jesus.
Children and our family children. We break the curse over our own
Lord.
Family line. We cancel the power of Gotham and Leviathan who is going across the world. We challenge you.
Yes, Lord.
The weapons of our warfare are mighty to God. Mighty to God. To pulling down, casting down every stronghold and curse of the devil.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
He rises up because Jesus is Lord. Jesus is
Lord.
He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding in our hands. And we stand in agreement with his word to loose the people and unveil the darkness. We curse and abide them. We cancel this assignment.
Yes, Lord.
Over our city, over our community, over our family line. In Jesus' name, we drive him out.
Yes,
we drive
him
out with the sword. We drive him out by the blood of Jesus, the word of God. We drive him out with a quick, with the saints of God. We drive him out with thrones against the powers of the... We drive out the evil one.
Yes,
and drive out the curse of the bloodline in our family line. You will not pervert our family line. You will lift the curse of perversion and drugs and all the gender change. We curse the gender perversion. We come against it and drive it out of our children. Call out of them and loose them and leave and my children's children. And I want to keep in Chicago. I cancel your assignment. I cancel your word. I bind you up. Jesus, whatever I bind on earth, he would bind in heaven. When I
remove
the confusion of the sword against the works of God.
Jesus.
Lord,
will you
the war angels to rise?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Rise in the White House, the State House.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And touch
President Lord Jesus.
And his vice president.
Yes, Lord.
And the head of both parties. And Obama. And Mr. Trump. And Mr. All those who are in high places. And all the religious who are compromised. It's evil. And cancel this demonic power and curse that's running rage over our house. Deliver your people.
Lord. Deliver your people, Lord Jesus. Yes,
deliver.
Lord Jesus.
Deliver.
In the name of Jesus.
Deliver.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Deliver those that are quiet and silent, let them wake up and blow the trumpet in Zion. Those that are afraid, let them get courage and faith and blow the trumpet in Zion.
Yes,
raise up
Lord
men
Jesus.
And women to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Yes,
raise up
Jesus.
Men and sons and daughters to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, you are, I'm sure.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The Son
Jesus.
Of the living God, the risen. Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
We need
Lord.
Your intercession, Lord.
Yes.
We need your help.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible. Send a spiritual awakening.
Yes.
Send courageous men
Lord.
And women. Raise up people in the church of Christ, Elijah, who have the courage to stand forward in Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Prevail.
Jesus.
Prevail.
Thank you.
We prevail through the blood of
we
Christ,
prevail.
The promise of our Lord,
Lord Jesus.
The resurrection victory in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. And
our
Lord.
Children, your seed, Lord, the future
your
of
seed.
Your generation
yes,
in your hand.
Lord.
We
yes.
proclaim liberty
yes.
for them, freedom against
yes,
this Leviathan, the strong man, the ruler.
Yes, Lord
we cast
Jesus.
Him down. We are more than
yes,
one.
Lord.
We are joined together.
Yes.
We are more than one. We are seated
yes,
together in Christ.
Jesus.
We are more than one. We are more than conquerors in Christ.
Yes,
we come
Lord
to conquer.
Jesus.
We come to defeat.
Yes.
We stand together
yes,
without fear, with
yes,
new courage
yes,
and new
Lord
faith.
Jesus.
We behold the Lord of God risen.
Yes,
we
Lord
come
Jesus.
Against the curse of the violent wicked
yes,
over
Lord
our
Jesus.
Our bloodline
yes,
and cancel the works
Lord.
Of darkness and evil.
Yes,
we cast them out. Our bloodline
yes,
and Jesus
yes,
will find
Lord
him.
Jesus.
We cast them
Lord,
out.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are
thank you, Jesus.
You're not a false God. You're not a weak God. You are the living God. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Lord, heal your people who are infected
yes,
with this
Lord
oppression.
Jesus. Yes, Lord
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of the Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus,
thank
Son of the
Jesus.
Living God.
Yes,
Lord, cleanse
yes,
us
Lord
from
Jesus.
All the seeds of corruption that invaded
yes,
our lives,
yes,
bloodline.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, cleanse our
Jesus,
bloodline.
Jesus,
cleanse us
Jesus,
from every
Jesus,
work in the curse of our
bodies.
And destroy him, root and branch. Remove him.
Yes, remove
and cut
him
asunder.
Yes, Lord.
Take
up
the White House.
Yes,
shake
Lord.
Our government.
Jesus.
Shake
yes.
up the seat
Jesus.
Of power.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Shake
Jesus.
Up our religious world. Shake up
yes,
them that
Lord
are asleep
Jesus.
And slumbering
yes.
and awake them to blow
thank
the trumpet.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And fear
yes,
no man.
Jesus.
And fear
yes,
no
Lord
man.
Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes, Lord.
Yes,
now,
Lord,
as we
Lord
we ask everyone that hears these voice to
yes.
hear and surrender your life to Jesus Christ who's waiting and knocking on the door of your heart. Say, here
yes,
I am, Lord. Bring me out
yes.
of darkness into the marvelous
yes,
light of your love. Bring forgiveness
yes.
and cleansing. Make me a new creature. I
yes,
come
Lord.
And I surrender to you, Lord Jesus. Turn me from darkness to light and
yes.
from fear to victory. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes,
Lord, we
yes,
curse
Lord.
Every disease, every affliction.
Yes, Lord.
We curse every affliction and the disease.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Over every family member on this broadcast, every family
yes,
member,
yes,
we curse every disease, every affliction, every
yes,
bondage,
yes,
every blood curse.
Yes,
we
Lord,
curse
Jesus,
it.
Lord.
We curse it in Jesus' name.
We
Jesus, bear
yes,
our sickness, bear our disease,
yes.
bear our affliction.
Yes,
none we are redeemed. We take liberty
yes,
and freedom and curse every
yes,
disease that's working in our family
yes,
line
yes,
or our
yes,
children,
yes,
our wives, our husbands, our husband.
Yes,
we curse
yes,
when binding
yes,
and cast down every disease, every affliction, every oppression.
Yes,
it must leave
yes,
because
Lord,
Jesus
yes,
came
Lord.
To give us victory.
In
yes,
Jesus' name, Lord Jesus.
Command us to live.
Yes, Lord,
we have life.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank
Lord,
you.
Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
give us the courage
Jesus.
Of Elijah.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Us the
Lord.
Courage of Elijah.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We
name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
pray
Jesus.
To Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Pray to Jesus.
Yes,
we
yes
pray
Lord
to Jesus.
Jesus.
Well, as we continue to pray, loving your neighbor as yourself, may the Lord permit us tomorrow night, whoever God anoint with a special intercession, stand forth.
Amen.
Whatever God anoints you, bring forth. We love you.
Amen.
We love you with
amen.
The love that never fails.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you listening. And once again, as my brother said, we will be back tomorrow night with another broadcast at 7 p.m. So may the Lord bless you all and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.